Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who or what was in their house?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, we're the people to share it with because we love them so much. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there to see if you like it. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, how are you today?
Well, I am doing well. I have a story I want to tell you.
Okie doke. A ghost story? It's just, creepy
it's just
story?
A little.
Little ghosty story? Well,
it's a little story.
Okay.
Okay. And you know, it's about, you know, we like our pennies.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay. So the other day, y'all know I moved to Oregon and I am now around my son and daughter-in-law all the time. And my son and I jumped in his old pickup. He has an old Ford F-150. That's a big white. It's like a 2000 or 2005 or something. Got 250,000 miles on it or something. Anyway, we go in this pickup to go to the grocery store, and he pulls up and the dogs are in the back and he's going to wait in the pickup with the dogs while I run in and get something. So I open the pickup door and I step out and turn around to go between the pickup and another car into the grocery store. And there's a penny. And I was like, oh,
awesome.
That's not, you know, and I pick up the penny and I go in the store and, you know, get my things that I wanted and whatever. And I come back out and I come to the exact same spot between the car and the pickup to get back in the pickup. And there's another penny laying there.
Do you think you just didn't see it the first time? Or do you think that?
No, that would have been impossible, right? It's in the exact same place. I would have seen two pennies, right? And I reach in and I'm like, the first penny is in my pocket still. And I pick it up and I'm like, that's so weird. There's another penny right where I picked up the first one.
That's cool.
And so, you know, and
what did you take it as a sign for? Like,
I don't know. I have them both laying here and I'm looking at them right at the moment.
See, here's what I think it is. I think it's Dad acknowledging that he's got a grandbaby on the way. Soon.
I just kept looking at it, trying to figure out, like, did a different car pull out while I went in? And then they got up and dropped a penny in the exact same place? I don't think so. That seems, the odds of that happening are weird. You know? I don't know. It's just so strange.
Well, the other
day, I just never had that happen.
The other day, I was walking Benji. And I stopped, he was sniffing something, I looked down, and there was a dime right by my foot. And I was like, oh, look at that.
10 pennies.
That's like, yeah, times 10. Take a few more steps, there's a quarter, and then a nickel. And like over about this 20-foot span, there was 65 cents. And I'm like, how did this happen? But I took it as a sign.
That someone had a hole in their pocket.
Exactly.
And was dropping change along the
way. And that I needed to find it to, I don't know, because we've had some stress in our family lately and I was worrying about some stuff and we'll talk about that. I just was like, I think I needed that, like, hey, it's not just going to be okay. It's 65 times going to be okay.
Yeah. And that kind of felt like this, like I picked up the penny, walked in, came back, looked down. There was another dang penny in the exact same spot. And I thought, somebody's really trying to say, I really mean it, right? Not like, I kind of mean it. No, I really mean that I'm here, you know?
It's so just, I like getting those signs. Well, and I guess we can say what's going on, but we have a niece who, at 15 weeks pregnant, they told her she had thyroid cancer. And it's our niece in Iowa, and she ended up, and they theorized that the thyroid and the pregnancy hormones, this is what the doctor told our sister, that they're very similar. And so the hormones, the pregnancy hormones, were making the thyroid thing, you know, just feeding it, basically. Mm-hmm. Poor girl ended up with tumors.
And of course, the thyroid feeds all the hormones. Yeah. And so it was this vicious cycle of what was going on with this tumor.
And I don't know how many tumors she ended up having. They never did say that, but she had multiple tumors. Some were really large. They'd gone into her collarbone.
Up into her ear.
Up by her ear, her esophagus. And she went in for surgery. This was a few weeks ago now, and I went there for the surgery. And the surgery was supposed to be 6 to 7 hours. Excuse me. The surgery ended up being 10. And so it was very, poor girl looks like she was decapitated, and they put her head back on. That's what it looks like. It goes all the way across her neck, ear to ear.
Even like her eye is kind of droopy, and you know, like it went all along that side of her.
Well, and part of the problem with getting out the tumors was they had warned her that it could cause a droopy eye. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't care. Just save me and save my baby. Mm-hmm. So at this point, she's doing pretty good. And so, but they did start a GoFundMe page. And so if somebody finds my Facebook page, Carol Hughes or Kathy Gordon's Facebook page, we'll have it posted on there. And if you want to donate $5 to our niece, we would happily take it.
Yeah. And there's really nothing at this moment they can do additionally to just getting that removed, because now the baby just has to grow and get here in March, and they'll, of course, take the baby early.
Yeah, they moved that up by a month, so the baby's going to come at 8 months.
And they'll try to get the baby that far along and then start her on some sort of regimen.
Yeah, they're saying radiation at this point. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's her first baby, and it's sad because it's like you just want her to enjoy having
the baby.
Have a happy
pregnancy.
But so that's what's going on in our lives personally. But it's been a lot. And, you know, I just want the baby to get here. And, you know, and so her husband's going to all these appointments. And where she lives, she has to drive 100 miles almost either way to get to the OBGYN, to get to follow-up appointments. So it's just taken a lot for them because she can't work right now. And, you know, so he's missing work because he's taken her to appointments. And so it's been a lot. So look for that on our Facebook pages. You can find it, I'm sure. Reach out. You can email me, carol@realstorymedia.com.
Yeah. And she's just a delightful person. And you
she's
guys
handled this
all.
Really well.
Oh, she's been a rock star through the whole thing. More than the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
She's held us up.
It was just, but the baby's doing good. And made it through the 10-hour surgery, and I wasn't so sure about us at a point, because we're like, what is going on? Like, on Grey's Anatomy, they always come out and update the family, but that wasn't happening. And I just, can't life be like Grey's Anatomy for once?
Yeah.
And, but, so, it took 10 hours before we found out what had really happened. But it was very complicated. It was a very, very complicated procedure. So anyways, so that's a story about our niece. But this is an interesting story. And I've got a phone call, and it's a long phone call. But this is a guy, he's called in before, and he's with one of his nieces.
Oh, okay.
So let's give this one a listen.
Hi, Tony. This is Uncle Jay. I've called in before. I've actually called in multiple times before, but there's two times where you guys actually aired the stories that I presented to you, with one being told by my niece about and my nephew's encounter, and then being told about my nephew who had an encounter on a separate night. But this is actually a different tale being told by a different niece of mine. Yes, there are multiple nieces and nephews that I have. The same, but they also have had different experiences in the same exact house. So I have a different niece here with me today. Her name is Giselle, and she's going to share with you one of her experiences. And I actually was there for it, but she has the bulk of it for you.
Okay, hi. So I always come here to visit, like every time, every chance I get. And so, well, there's this one night, and it happened recently too. It was like a few weeks ago, like near Thanksgiving. And so when I stay here, I stay in the room downstairs. So when you first walk into the house, the stairs are the center of the house, and everything around it, like the kitchen, the dining room, living room, and the guest room, and the hallway to the garage all surround the stairs. So everybody was getting ready to go to bed, and I was getting ready to go to bed too. And I always need water to go to bed because I just get thirsty in the middle of the night, and I don't like going out in the middle of the night.
Right.
That's just me.
Me
And
too.
so,
But I don't have to in this house.
the when I walk out the room I was sleeping in, my cousin was also sleeping in that room with me because we always like we sleep together because we've always done that. And so I was going out to the kitchen and the lights weren't off. And I was there. My cousin was in the room still, but the door was open with the light on. And then my grandfather was in the garage, which is also like it's just down the hallway when you first walk out the room to the left. And then my Uncle Jay, and then my cousin and my brother were also upstairs in their rooms, but their doors were closed.
Awesome.
And then my grandma was in her room, but her door was open. And her,
All on the same floor.
yeah, their rooms are all on the same floor upstairs. And her room is like where like the stairs, like the stair banister, it like follows like when you first walk up the stairs and you turn like all the way around to the left, you can walk down the hallway. Her room's right there. And so I went out the room to go get water, the kitchen, and so for Thanksgiving she had this banister that was like across the two walls of the two pillars that surround the stairs at the center. And so when you look or you when you cross over to like the kitchen to the living room, you can see the banister, and then you can see the top of the stairs. And when someone comes down the stairs, you can see their feet. And I was like, it was dark downstairs when I was going to go get water, and the only light I could see was the stairs to the light, this light that shines on the stairs, and then the light that was coming out the room. My cousin was already in the room I was sleeping in, and so I went to go get some water, and as I was crossing the stairs to go to the kitchen,
At the bottom.
I heard something. I heard someone coming either down the stairs or going up the stairs. And so I thought it was one of my cousins, or I thought it was my brother or my uncle or somebody trying to mess with me. Like, not mess with me, just joke around with me. Like, because we like to joke.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Try to
we
spook one another.
try to scare each other or just try and like mess with each other. And so I was playing too. I was like, okay, who's there? And then
No response.
responds and I look where I can see. I look at the bottom of the stairs to see if anyone's feet's down there. Or I look at the top of the stairs. And when I looked at the top of the stairs, I seen something.
That's something. What does that something look like? Okay. It looked like a figure,
It was a
like a
figure,
human
like a
figure,
human figure.
but not, you said you didn't see any eyes or
I
like.
saw no eyes or no, like any kind of color. It was just a pitch black. And so that's when I got scared and I ran back into the room. And then my grandma called me because she had heard me because she can hear, like, because the stairs and the, like, it's just like, it kind of echoes because it's kind of like a big area. And so the stairs are like, it's like, just like open. Like,
Yeah, because there's a loft right off to the right side of the stairs at the top too, next to the room. So if you yell up to the top of the stairs, you're gonna pretty much be yelling into the void unless someone is up there to hear you, or unless someone's door is open, which in that case is only your grandma's door, right? And she heard you, and she came out, and she said,
she was like, "Chu, is everything okay?" Well, that's my nickname. And she was like, "Chu, is everything okay?" And then I was really, I don't know, it was kind of like my heart, it was kind of like adrenaline kind of Like, I didn't, like, not, like, excited, just kind of, like, kind of, okay. like, yeah. nervous, but I don't, kind of scared, because, like, when I go on the stairs and I see somebody, usually, and that light is just a stair light and not any of the lights upstairs, the light that's on the stairs shines across the entire, like, upstairs. So you can see, like, you can see colors just fine. There's no, like, any kind of different color or just a single, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when she was looking over the stairs, I could see she was wearing a purple gown, and you can see her face.
So you can make out grandma clear as day, but you weren't able to make out the person that, or whatever you saw at the top of the stairs at the time that you did, that was making the noise. You couldn't make out who they were.
When I heard the noise, I thought it had been one of you guys.
Had to have been.
When I looked,
it wasn't. You couldn't make it out.
Someone who was reaching the top of the stairs, or who was already at the top of the stairs, I couldn't make them out. It was so quick how they peeked over and then just went away.
So describe in that same sense, so the way that your grandma was looking down, how close were they, like in your vision, if your grandma was looking down, where were they in proximity to where they were looking down?
They were looking at right at the top, so like when the two, like,
but the light would have been brighter there, right?
Yes, definitely.
But they were, it was just a dark, and there was no, like, eyes, no, and you couldn't, you know your cousins, you know me very well, you would have been able to tell instantly, especially with it being the time of day it was, the lighting, especially if you were able to make out your own grandma.
Yeah.
In the same moment. You know, but you weren't able to make out that person. So what else happened? What happened?
I went back into the room. My cousin was, she was just like, I was like, Callie, I think I saw something, but she thought I was playing, of course. She thought it was someone upstairs. Like, I thought too at first. But then, I made it clear that I couldn't make it out as I could see grandma, because I could see how, I could see the color of her and the color of her clothes, but I couldn't see the person. And how, like, if someone was there, I'd be able to see what they were wearing, or just them and just their whole self, and not just something of, like, a figure. And so I was kind of scared, and then I went to talk to my grandma, and then after we were done talking a little bit, I went back to the bottom of the stairs, where it's still like the stairs. So it's just the stairs, and then there's like a base part before there's the last bit of stairs, and I was at the base part. And then,
Is that it?
No, we were talking, and she was like, this isn't the first time someone been on the stairs. She always hears somebody on the stairs. And you always hear somebody on the stairs. And so I was like, maybe, I was just thinking, I'm just trying to make sense of it. Like you say, maybe like a logical reason.
Of course, we were trying to debunk what it could have actually have been, which is, I when I'm in my room, I can hear as much as I would like to hear, but I'm also doing my own thing in my room. But I did catch the tail end, and typically when I hear my name, my ear perks up like a dog. It's just like being called or beckoned. When you hear your name, your ears kind of perk up in a certain way. But I did hear my name being mentioned, and it was my mom's voice, her grandma, saying that you sure it wasn't your Uncle Jakeem, because you know he likes to play, and I do, which I pride myself on. But in this, I couldn't take, I couldn't take that type of, if I wasn't the one to do it, I wouldn't even, and I heard it was almost discomfort in my niece's voice when she was explaining it to my mom. I could hear this through my door that was closed, and how she was explaining it, that no, it was not Uncle, or it wasn't Cam, which is her brother. It wasn't Ramsey, which is her her cousin. And she was very, very deliberate about that. And I knew that it wasn't me, one, because I'm still in my room listening to this. And I could tell in the shakiness of her voice that she wasn't ready to change the subject. And my mom was ready to move on. And she's just like, well, maybe it was this. And she was giving a ton of things. I think that people like to do to reassure kids that it could be multiple things. But my niece, what year in what grade now?
I'm in 10th grade.
Yeah, 10th grade. So she's not, you know, old or anything like that, or like a full adult, but she's not like a child to where it's just like, well, you could just throw anything in her face and she'll just walk away and be okay. I think she was looking for something more, and my mom was not able to give it to her grandma, you know?
I felt like so easy. Like, I was ready
right?
to play. I was ready to play because I was like, we always play with each other.
Okay,
and as soon as I seen that, I felt uneasy. My heart just like dropped. I was like, oh.
And then when no one was able to give you like a reassured answer.
If somebody would say.
Exactly.
Or if you're playing, it's time to come out.
Somebody or an adult can like help you explain it away.
Yeah.
That didn't happen, right? You still were left with no answer. And I couldn't even come out to be like, whatever, add my own 2 cents because I was trying to think like who could have been. And I know every single door that opens in this house. I know how they open and went, you know, I've lived here forever too, you know, 10 plus years. And so when I hear a door open, I know when it opens and when it closes. No door had opened or closed during that time, you know, about your experience. And Ramsey is very loud, and Cam too, when they go to the bathroom, whenever. If they decide to go outside of the room, nobody was, you know, there was no reasoning for whatever happened. And so for me, my biggest question too is like, did it feel weird? Like, did you feel like an evilness or like an offness about, like an ominous feeling when you experienced this? Or was it just like something that you couldn't explain?
Yeah, like, I didn't feel evil. Like, it didn't feel like evil or just like someone trying to cause harm. Yeah, I was just like, it just made me scared. Like, I couldn't explain it.
And typically you can, right? Like, yeah. Probably Cam, or like there's something, you know, like when you hear Cam or myself or somebody, you can always, there's identifying noises, right? Like a crackling of the feet. You know, like Cam and I have crackling feet. So if we walk somewhere, you're going to start cracking. Like, you're going to know if it's Cam or me. Like, there's no thinking, right? Even if I wear socks, you're going to hear my feet crack. They're going to make a noise. Or my door opening, right? There are things that you can be like, okay, at least there's something, a little bit something. There was nothing for you to walk away with. Even with grandma coming out and kind of trying to help you debunk it, then it didn't settle.
She'd hear if someone was coming out.
Yeah.
I heard nobody coming out.
She's like, what are you talking about? Like, she was just as confused, huh? But you were so sure that you heard.
And she was just trying to put me at, like,
ease, of course.
Like,
but she had nothing.
Because she couldn't. There was nothing, I couldn't. Either.
But when you saw this person, there was nothing?
Nothing.
Like, you didn't feel, like, when you looked up there, did they pop back or hide?
Back so quick. Quick.
So it was like a peekaboo type.
Yes.
Mm. So, and notice you noticing it, and then it was
gone. Yeah, gone.
So there was a moment, though, of a connect, like, lock, a lock,
but
whatever.
It was really quick.
Like, and then it just got out of there.
Yes.
Weird.
But their hand was on the banister. I could see the hand.
It was five?
Shadow.
It was just five? Like, or,
it
like.
It just looked like
a grip?
Yeah,
like
grip.
A regular grip, but look.
Yeah. And, like, it was just dark. You could make it out, because the light shines right on the edge of that banister. When the hand was over, you could see.
Well, there you have it. Like, I was completely here. I was here, but I was just in my room. Okay, this is not the first time, second time, third time, fourth time that this has happened. And this is another one of my littles explaining a story to even their grandma that they couldn't even get across. And make sense too. And I don't know, like, I don't think it's anything bad in here. I haven't gotten anything negative outside of the hallway thing that's downstairs.
Even in this hallway too.
Yeah.
Even the hallway.
Discerned about how I feel about that energy. I just know that it's there. I don't know if it's like good or bad. I don't really know how to feel about it.
It's
I just know
there.
It's there. Yeah.
It's there.
And it's there's. And Callie said there's one in the hallway too. There's just a lot. We'll call back probably with a different story on a different day. But this one struck me as wild because I was actually here too. And like in earshot of the conversation, but with my door still closed. So I thought it was so interesting to hear the concern and the, I guess, the weariness of it in my niece's voice. When my niece, I've known my niece her whole life, you know, and I know how she speaks, and I know she's very articulate and very smart, but she was very, like, just stunned, and she was trying to explain something she couldn't to her own grandma. Like, she was trying to make it make sense to her own grandma, and her grandma was trying to explain it away to her, and still she was just like, no. And she kept telling me, she's like, uncle, no, that something's wrong, something's different about this specifically. And I believe her, because what reason, you know, what reason? Why would you make something like this up? For what? What could you get out of this? And the pure fear, or I don't think it was like fear. It was just the concern of, who was it then?
I don't think uneasy is like fear. It's
yeah.
Like,
she's not sure.
Yeah.
Like, who was it? If it wasn't my uncle, my cousin, my brother, and my other cousin, you know, is downstairs with me, and my grandma's in my room, my grandpa's in the garage, who was it then? What was it? I don't think you got like that, I'm scared, it's going to harm me type thing. It was just, what the heck was it type thing, right? That is so strange. I wish I could have been like a part of it more with you, so that I could have seen, or because I've never seen anything like that. But that is so interesting that you saw. And I want to keep sharing with, you know, our stories with you guys, because we have a ton. But thank you so much for listening. We love listening to the podcast. We love you, Tony, and Carol, and Harper, and your sister, Carol, and everybody. You guys are so great, and we enjoy listening to you guys. You guys literally share stories with us that help us, you know what I mean?
And try and
try to make sense of the things that we can't. And as much as we try to make sense of it, we can't. We still want to, and we always try to bring logical sense to it, debunk it, because we're a big family, and we're always just like, it could have been this, it could have been that. We're always, always going with the logic before we go to paranormal, but there are some things, you know, that we just cannot explain. So thank you for listening, and we love y'all. All right, guys?
Yes, bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.
I just love Uncle Jay.
I do too.
Isn't he the sweetest?
I love that they were both together.
Yeah, I love that whole format of that phone call. Like, they interviewed each other, and we just listened. And I loved that very much. So thank you to both of them for calling.
I've got
in.
Takeaways.
All right. What you got? Okay.
Well, all right. Nobody necessarily feels like whatever this is, it's evil. Right? So that's one takeaway.
Right.
They're just scared, shook, but not necessarily do they feel like threatened in some way. You know, made them jump, but not necessarily threatened. It seems to have happened more than one time. Is that not what you got from this too?
Yes, yes, yes.
That the figure in that location, I kind of got that feeling that this was something that had happened more than once. Now, Uncle Jay said he hasn't seen that, but other people in the family have. The grandmother immediately goes, oh yeah, right, I've seen it. Or she said that it's happened before, right? So we've got this repetition, different people see it. It's not the same, just one person that sees it or whatever, but it happens to different people as we see it. It feels like a shadow person to me, but yet the hand I felt was odd.
I mean, maybe it's a little of both. I mean, can you kind of be like a shadow person ghost? You know,
yeah,
like
that's what I'm
but
wondering.
I think too, it all happens very fast. And she definitely saw the hand. But I think it could be a little bit of both, because when things like that do happen really fast, you don't get a really good look at it sometimes. And one thing like the hand might stand out to you.
But, so I can't decide, you know, that we can exactly put it into, because the first thing she said was, you know, black face, you know, dark, you know, normally there's enough light up there you could see people, And that, you know, like when the grandma came out, she could describe what grandma was wearing mm-hmm. up at the top, but didn't seem to kind of, so my first thought was shadow person, you know, dark, the light doesn't penetrate, you can't see all those things. But then when she said she saw the hand so well, I thought that was kind of interesting, a little different twist. And then I'm like, well, maybe it was more of a person apparition. If but, you're seeing a hand.
You know, and I do think so often, and they do what we all do, you know, try to debunk it right off the bat. Like, here's all right. the things that could have happened. But mm-hmm. then, you know, you reach that point where it's like,
yeah,
you know, I can't debunk all this. And I like the way Uncle Jay, you know, even though she's young, she's still a sophomore, you know, she's not like yes. a five-year-old. You know, right. but listen to the kids. Like, they're having experiences. And I like the fact that they don't just dismiss it.
Right.
And they try to talk it through. And what could it be? And, okay, we can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. But, and you can tell by her voice. Like, she definitely saw something.
Yeah.
You know, that's, yeah. I think, pretty matter of fact. I don't mm-hmm. know. Uncle Jay, interview all the kids.
Yeah.
Because we'd like to hear from all of them. I just love yeah, that whole thing.
I do too. It sounds like a great family, and that they seem to really care a lot about each other in this family and have really great connection to each other. But there does seem to be something in this house.
And doesn't and Jay?
I don't.
But Jay seems
I don't know
like such
about
a,
the history.
Jay seems like such a great uncle.
He does.
He does. And I love. That
I don't
about
know
him.
If there's. It, you know, the background history of the house, if there's anything there, or, you know, maybe they just, how old is this house? Is it, not that that always matters. We know it doesn't, but, you know, did something happen here? Or, you know, is it a member of the family who has passed away that just still is there and kind of lingering there around them off and on? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought that was good. So keep those stories coming because we love to hear them. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.